Hachette Audio presents The Stolen Angel, written by Sarah Bladel, translated by Martin Aitken, read by Christine Lakin. The smell of acetone was so pungent it tore at his nostrils, seeping out through the cracks of the door and bleeding into the dark cellar. The space was lit only by the ceiling lamps. He had bricked up the windows so their empty frames were flush with the wall. He stood there for a moment in the passageway, then put the mask in place over his mouth and nose before carefully wriggling his long, slender fingers into a pair of tight latex gloves, as meticulous as ever. Listening to the sound of his own breathing, he sensed the dampness that clung to the cellar walls. He found it odd that the ventilation system, with its charcoal filters, wasn't more efficient, but dismissed the thought from his mind as quickly as it had risen. The system had been running 24/7, but the muggy smell of the cellar lingered still. He was getting used to it by now. He pulled the three keys from the pocket of his lab coat. He was pleased that there was no direct access from the ground floor. A person had to go outside into the garden in order to find the steps leading down. One of the first things he'd done after moving in was to have separate keys made for the cellar. The yellow key opened the cold store, where the freezer was. The blue one was for the room containing the 2-meter-long shallow bath with the vacuum suction unit. The last